Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 3rd, 2014. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sitandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening. The Constitutional Court declares as unconstitutional the prosecution of Election Resource Center officials who were arrested and charged with breaching the country's tough electoral laws ahead of last year's general election.
Former Prime Minister and leader of the opposition, MDC, Morgan Tsvangirai, accuses the ZANU-PF government of sabotaging his party's operations by failing to release funds owed to the party.
Suppose Tsvangirai tomorrow is found dead, what is that going to do with my desires? Constitutions are meant to deal with the dangers of the future, not with the angels of today.
And the Zimbabweans take to mobile banking in huge numbers.
What economy is simply doing is just being a strategic, taking advantage of technological developments to widen its business. But these other traditional banks, what they should do, they should also invest in technology, probably pull their resources and invest in technology.
Former Prime Minister and leader of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change, Morgan Tsvangirai, is accusing President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF of sabotaging his party's operations by failing to release funds it is entitled to under the Political Finance Act. The act stipulates that a party that garners at least 5% of the vote in a previous election is eligible to receive public funds. Only ZANU-PF and the MDC have enjoyed this privilege following the 2008 and 2013 general elections. Most political parties in the country still depend on handouts from generous individuals, companies, and private organizations. The law does not allow Zimbabwean parties to receive foreign funding.
But the cash-strapped Harare has been failing to meet its constitutional obligation to release the $5 million it owes to the MDC and ZANU-PF. Mr. Tsvangirai's party is now struggling to raise enough money for its Congress, which is set for Harare beginning October 30. Mr. Tsvangirai's party is facing its third split after some senior party officials accused him of trying to change the party's constitution and concentrate power in his office. All this as the party heads towards an elective Congress. VOA Studio 7 reporter Blessing Zulu reached Mr. Tsvangirai and talked about the country's economic problems and its foreign policy, among other issues.
This is fiction. Every time we go to a Congress, as we are preparing for the October Congress, structures are given an opportunity to look at the Constitution with the intention of reviewing whatever section needs amendment given our experience. So the process which is taking place is a grassroots-based process. The people are giving inputs to the committee or to the commission that we have set up. The commission or the committee has not even reported to the organs of the party. Once they are through, they will come to the executive who will examine the report and they will send it back to the structures to verify their input before we send it to the National Council and then before we submit it to Congress. So that process is still ongoing. There is no such thing that I want to manipulate the people. After all, I've spent the rest of the almost 35 years of my life in the trade unions and in the party fighting against dictatorship.
Some of your top lieutenants are alleging that there are some people who are actually using your name to say this is what Mr. Tsvangirai wants and therefore it must be done when it comes to constitutional reforms.
Yeah, well, I don't want people who go around masquerading as spokesperson for the president. The president does not change the constitution. The committee does not change the constitution. The committee receives inputs from provinces and from grassroots as to what constitutional amendments are needed. Given our history, we have to deal with a lot of things.
But you have personally previously expressed a personal desire to have the constitution amended. Is this not where maybe this talk about you wanting more power is coming from?
Mm-hmm. Suppose Tsvangirai tomorrow is found dead. What is that going to do with my desires? Constitutions are meant to deal with the dangers of the future, not with the angels of today. And I've said, yes, we need to relook at our constitution given our experiences. And as far as my expressions were concerned, I never directed anyone to change anything other than the people making suggestions what changes are necessary.
Let's turn to your preparations for the Congress. How far have you gone?
We are on course.
Talking about resources, have you raised enough money to hold a successful Congress?
No, we haven't. But we are trying to adjust, to give the priorities to transport, accommodation, and party organization Congress that will be taking place.
Normally, the government is constitutionally obligated to give political parties like the MDC some money under the Political Finance Act. What is happening with that money?
Nothing has been released yet. I think to MDC and ZANU-PF, I'm hoping that this is not a political maneuver to try to curtail our activities, but we are entitled to that money, and when it is released to all the political parties that are represented in Parliament, we'll get our share.
That was former Prime Minister and leader of the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Formation, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Meanwhile, Mr. Tsvangirai today urged members of parliament from his party to report back to their constituencies to avoid a breakdown in communication with their supporters. Mr. Tsvangirai met at Harvest House with 80 members of parliament from his party, where they discussed, among other things, the economic situation in the country, the party's constitution, and their roadmap leading to the 2018 elections.